BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, it's lovely out here, Lillian. That rain did everyone's garden the world of good. The roses look set to keep flowering well into the autumn.
Well, I can't claim it's all my work. I like the odd bit of pottering, but I'm not green-fingered. I haven't tackled that whole area under the trees at all this year.
I think these days the wilder your garden is, the better. Though I would say that, I suppose.
The rewilding woman of Ambridge.
Is that what people call me?
Well, maybe I should encourage them to start.
And maybe I should start walking around in hemp sacks, waving a stick with a bird's nest in my hair.
Though, well, I think you might wear something a little more socially acceptable for manning the rewilding stand on Sunday. Now, I have a contact of mine coming, a wealthy Borsetshire horse owner who's the head of a family trust which gives out grants for environmental projects.
Oh, Lillian, I told you I wouldn't be able to run the stall. I've already committed to litter picking at the fete.
What is more important, darling, securing the future of rewilding or chasing after people who can't be bothered to throw away their rubbish?
I'd much rather be at the stand, of course I would.
But then you'll have to find someone else to do your litter picking. Oh, you simply mustn't miss this opportunity.
Well, actually, there is someone who might be up for doing me a favour.
Excellent. Now, look, let me take your teacup, darling. Can I give you a lift home? I'm heading to the stables to see if I can salvage something from a half-finished job. George Grundy promised me 4 promotional videos, only he's gone off on holiday and I've only got 2.
Evening, Ed.
Oh. Here, I brought a box of chocolates.
Oh, aren't they for Emma?
Oh, yeah, sorry. And sorry I'm a bit late. I was demoted to the lazy weeder all day.
Oh, gutting. How did that go?
Well, since Pat said they could manage without me for the rest of the week, you can safely say my performance was pretty dismal. Yeah, they've got Henry helping out tomorrow instead.
No, you served by a school kid. Mm.
Did George ring Emma to say congratulations?
Not that I know of. Any road. They're all indoors. I was just emptying the recycling. You coming in?
Absolutely.
A jolly good fellow, and so say all of us. And so say all
okay,
of
that's
us.
And so, yeah, I mean, thanks. That was lovely. No. Can go on forever, can it? Round and round.
Do you want to cut the cake?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do. I mean, it's not a wedding, is it? I don't mind if you just dish it out.
Okay. Right, well, the first piece is for you, Susan.
Obviously, because any mother who has a daughter with an 8 in English literature...
Which is basically an A star.
...deserves to get the first slice of cake. Celebration of my excellent genes.
Well, unless it's Neil with all the good genes, eh? You're very quiet, Em.
What? Oh, sorry. I was miles away.
You normally love a family gathering, celebration.
It's right. You really don't seem yourself. Are you okay?
I don't know. Well, it's just...
What is it, Em?
Something happened?
No. No, I'm sorry. Just a bit overwhelmed. I've been nervous about this day for so long and now it's here and I've passed and I can't really take it in. Mm.
You worked incredibly hard for this. You deserve your right and you should be very proud of yourself. We're all proud of you.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, it's your dad. He's just left Barrow. He says to save some cake for him.
Yeah, I think that was a text for you, Em. Here goes your phone.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it's Lily and she wants to know where I am. I offered to help finish the promotional videos George was in the middle of making. Oh. I can't believe I forgot.
Do you have to go now?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have guessed last August that I would be sitting in the Bull Beer Garden with you, about to say yes to the let of a room at Willow Farm.
So you've definitely decided to go for it?
Yeah, if you have me.
Oh, Denise, I'm so pleased. I'm thrilled.
Me too. I can't believe I'm actually doing it. Though, if this year has taught me anything, it's about not letting stagnant become the norm.
Well, I'll get Roy to email all the details, the contract and everything. And in the meantime, I'd like to toast my flatmate to many cups of tea amongst the Willow Farm hollyhocks.
And late-night juicy gossip on the landing.
Now you're talking.
Thanks so much for showing me round before you even properly advertised it. I owe you one.
Well, actually, Denise...
Yeah?
I feel a bit cheeky asking, but, is there any chance you could do a stint of litter-picking at the Fete? I need to make an appearance at Cantering On. There's the possibility of something for Amridge Rewilding from a trust fund.
Yeah, no problem. I'd be delighted.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sick of animals coming into the surgery injured by some stupid person flinging their litter out of the car window. Mm. Makes me so angry. And then, after that near miss with the heifer at Brookfield, I'm more than happy to help you out.
The cake was lovely, Ed, thank you. But I'd better get going. I'll take a piece with me for Neil, if that's all right.
Oh, he's not coming?
No. I texted to say I'd see him at home. I thought, well, with Emma gone...
Yeah, no, I suppose.
He'll pop over tomorrow to congratulate her. Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah.
All right, then. I'm very proud of her. I know you are too.
Susan?
Yeah?
I'm actually quite worried about her.
About Emma?
Yeah, I mean, she's not been herself for weeks. I've put it down to all sorts of things. You know, this week to being tired, stressed, nervous about results day. I mean, she's obviously got George on her mind as well, but...
Yeah. I mean, if he's nervous about the court case, she's bound to take that on too.
But she can talk to me about all that. I mean, I care as much about George as she does.
You're such a good stepdad, Ed.
Whatever it is that's really bothering her, she's bottling it up for some reason. I know her, Susan. She's holding back. You can see it. She's on the edge of tears half the time.
What do you think it could be?
I don't know. But I keep thinking the worst. Is it her health? Is something going on with Kira? Something she doesn't want me to know about?
No, I'm sure it's nothing like that. My guess is that she's just overdoing it. Trying to make things right for everyone and forgetting to look after herself. I mean, why on earth did she jump in to help Lillian? Wasn't her responsibility to finish George's filming?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell her that, though, am I? I mean, when it comes to George, I'm in an odd position. I think of him as a son, but never really feel comfortable laying down the law.
Hey, Lillian, over here.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hiya.
Do you mind if I join you?
Sit down. I've got some good news for you. Denise here has offered to take on some of my litter-picking duties.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you, Denise. Cinderella shall go to the ball.
And hopefully get her prince in the form of a very healthy cheque for Rewilding Ambridge.
Well, litter-picking is the least I can do to help you out, now that I am almost, officially, an Ambridge resident.
Oh, tell me more.
I'm moving into Willow Farm with Kirsty.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. Oh, congratulations. It's wonderful news. So, is this a bad time for me to tell you about Kirsty's antisocial behaviour orders?
Honestly, Denise, I don't have any skeletons that aren't well and truly already out of the cupboard.
Glad to hear it.
You know, I could have been accused of a civil disorder this evening for failing to control a video camera under my care.
Oh, yeah?
All we needed was one last shot of Duke nuzzling into my shoulder, and you'd think we were trying to organise a moon landing.
It's Roy. Oh, excuse me for a minute. He's probably ringing for the lowdown on you, Denise.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
So, I hear you and Alistair are officially an item. I'm really happy for you, Denise.
Thank you. It's not been plain sailing. But I think we might be over the worst of all the subterfuge.
The path of true love, as they say.
It's going to make things a lot easier, moving into my own place.
Are you still living with your husband?
Yep.
Ooh, I feel for you both. Kirsty, something wrong?
It's not great news. Roy's decided that he wants to release cash, so he's going to put Willow Farm on the market.
Oh. You mean sell it?
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Denise. And he wants to price it for a super quick sale, so there's not much point you taking the room now.
Easy come, easy go, I guess. Never mind.
Oh, I feel awful for getting your hopes up.
Oh, don't worry about me, Kirsty. It's fine.
I mean, I understand he has to put Lexi and her girls first, but I had no idea this was on the cards.
Oh, I am sorry. What a disappointment. Well, for both of you. It'll be a wrench for you to move out, darling.
Hmm. Move back into Willow Farm after everything with Philip. You know, it was my safe space.
Oh, you'll find somewhere else. Another new chapter.
Yeah, I hope you do too.
Well, the good thing is, it's proved to me that it is time to move out and move on. I'm going to seriously start looking for somewhere else now.
And if you're regretting agreeing to take on the litter picking, I'll understand.
Wait, you've already snatched back my room. You ain't having the litter picking too.
I actually quite enjoyed that. About 10 seconds during filming, I managed to think about something other than George.
Yeah. Did you get all the extra shots of the horses Lillian wanted?
Oh, I think so. I feel bad about Ed.
What? About rushing off?
Yeah, he'd made a real effort to celebrate my result. Can't believe there was a time when I thought getting an English GCSE was important.
It is important.
Yeah.
Maybe we should tell Ed.
I don't know.
I thought you wanted to. Well, more than me.
Well, most of the time I really do think Ed would do what's best for George. And then, I don't know, I worry. There's just too much at stake if he goes off on one. This morning he said...
What?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I can tell he does. Come on.
He was talking about you being up at Bridge Farm and then got onto the whole saga of Adam leaving Home Farm and how Brian really feels about that. And Ed said...
What did he say?
That Adam isn't Brian's real son.
Right.
It was just a passing comment. I know he wasn't thinking of George. Of course he wasn't.
No. He's always been great. There's been times Ed's been there for George when I just couldn't be.
But still, it made me think we are doing the right thing, keeping the promise to George. The fewer people who know, the better. It'll be different once he's owned up to it. Ed will be the first person we tell.
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's from George. He's coming home tomorrow.
Oh, thank goodness.
But Emma, yeah, he's not coming on his own.
Why? Who's he with?
I think you should sit down. You're really not going to like this.